the spark.
How did the fire start?
A stereo component shorted out and ignited the carpet on fire.
Whose stereo?
Mine.
The tragedy.
Where was your dog?
The dog was upstairs in the apartment.
The dog perished in the fire?
Yes, he did.
And a bold move.
The dog died. The contractor had to take off the roof on the house. Tell me what you are suing him for $5,000 for.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Anthony Cirino is suing his former landlord, Robert Galino, and contractor Richard Matone for damage to his belongings after a fire destroyed his apartment.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 89 on the calendar in the matter of Cirino versus Matone Galino.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Cirino, which one of these two gentlemen was your landlord?
Mr. Galone, and on the left.
Mr. Galino?
Yes.
And you were a contractor that was hired by Mr. Galino after a fire in the house where the plaintiff was living. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Cirino, how long were you a tenant of Mr. Galino's?
Around 45 days.
Where had you been living before that?
In Farmingville at Ray Avenue.
How long did you live there?
A little over a year.
And before that, where did you live?
Where was I before that? I think in Hop Hog.
And how long did you live there?
A little over a year.
All of these places you lived alone?
No.
Who did you live with?
In Hop Hog, I stayed with friends at Ray Avenue. It was my own apartment.
So the place that you lived immediately before moving into Mr. Galino's was your own apartment?
Yes.
And then you just hung out with friends for the year before that?
Yes.
How old are you, sir?
38.
What kind of work do you do?
Construction.
You work for yourself or someone else?
No, I've always worked for someone else.
Who do you work for now?
Not working right now.
When was the last time you worked?
10-23-06.
How do you support yourself?
I received a workman's compensation settlement.
How much?
$50,000.
That doesn't last you for 5 years.
Well, I just received it recently. I was getting a weekly rate, and I settled for the lump sum.
So you were receiving since 2006 weekly money. How much?
$175 a week, I believe.
What was your rent in Mr. Galino's apartment?
$900 a month.
How'd you manage to pay that?
From the settlement money that I had received.
How did you live on $175 a week for 5 years?
Well, before my grandmother had passed away recently, she was helping me out because I have a third-party lawsuit pending. So I'm waiting for a settlement on that, and my grandmother was
third-party lawsuit against whom?
The Pines Hotel on Fire Island and Laduca Construction.
For what?
I fell off of a roof.
What year?
06. That was the accident, 10-23-06.
Have they settled that case?
No, it's still pending.
You have an attorney in that case?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now I know a little bit more about you than I knew before. This is your lawsuit. There was a fire in Mr. Galino's home that you were renting from him?
Yes.
You're suing him for $5,000 because you say he's responsible for the property that was damaged in the fire, and in addition, that he hired Mr. Matone, and either one or both of them behaved irresponsibly with your property, causing your property damage.
Yes.
And I have a counterclaim, which they'll explain to me in 3 minutes or less at the appropriate time. Okay, so you lived at Mr. Galino's apartment for 45 days. Do you have a lease?
I have what he gave me.
Well, do you have a
lease,
Mr. Galino?
It's not really a lease because it was an illegal apartment.
It wasn't a lease.
So the answer is you didn't have him sign a lease?
No, ma'am.
And how did you find this apartment, Mr. Cirino?
It was in the Town Crier, a little magazine that comes out in Suffolk County.
Describe the apartment for me.
It was just a basic studio apartment, furnished. There was a bed in there, a couple of night tables. But some of the stuff I replaced with my own because it was dated. The refrigerator was awfully small, so I brought my own. The TV was dated, so I brought my own.
Okay, so it was one big room. Did you have your own entrance?
Yes.
How many other people lived in the house?
Just Mr. Galino and his wife.
How did the fire start?
A stereo component shorted out and ignited the carpet on fire.
Whose stereo?
Mine.
So the fire had nothing to do with Mr. Galino?
No, that's really not what I'm trying to sue him for, Your Honor.
Just a minute. I don't care what you're trying to sue him for, sir. I want to know whose fault the fire was. And the fire...
Well, it was deemed accidental on the fire report.
Well, of course. I mean, nobody said it on purpose, but it started in your apartment because of faulty wiring.
Yes.
Not faulty wiring in his house, but faulty wiring from something that you owned.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Serino, now you can tell me what you are suing him for $5,000 for.
Okay, basically, I returned to the house a few days after the fire. The fire was on the 15th.
15th of what?
February. I returned back to the apartment on the 24th with a friend of mine to gather up some of my belongings.
24th. Where did you stay between the 15th and the 24th?
Mr. Galino had me put up in a hotel.
That was very nice of him.
Through his insurance company.
That's fine. He pays for his insurance, right?
Well,
nobody gives you insurance.
The insurance company wasn't aware that I was staying at the hotel.
What I'm saying to you is, you say he paid for it through his insurance, as if he doesn't pay his insurance. He paid for insurance.
Yes.
Right? So he put you up in a hotel. Go ahead.
I came back on the 24th with a friend of mine to get some of my belongings out of the apartment.
Like what?
Just some personal stuff, whatever I could fit into my Crown Victoria. I took a Total Gym, a water cooler out of there, my weights, some odds and ends, whatever I could fit into the car.
All right, a gym, a water cooler, and your weights. Now, I want you to describe this Total Gym.
It's just a piece of workout equipment. It goes on like a 45-degree angle, and you sit on it, and there's a pulley system that you pull yourself up and down on it.
So you're working, what, the upper part of your body?
Yes.
Okay. How often do you use that?
Once or twice a week.
Okay, and what about your weights?
Once or twice a week.
Keep going.
As we were taking the stuff out the back of the house, Mr. Matone felt it would be a good time for his workers to start ripping the roof off of the house. So as we were coming out of the house, me and Jim started getting pelted with shingles and stuff. Words were exchanged. I told Mr. Galino that we'd be back the next day for the rest of my belongings. We left. When I went back the next day, all my stuff had been put out in the backyard, and the apartment was totally gutted. All the sheetrock was ripped out. Everything was out of there. And all my belongings were in the backyard, not even covered with the tarp. And everything that was salvageable was ruined by the rain and the elements.
Like what?
I have pictures if you'd like to see them.
No, I want you to tell me like
my refrigerator, my TV, my clothing.
Just a sec. Refrigerator, TV, clothing.
Bedding. The only thing that wasn't put out there was my mattress. They did manage to save that inside the house for me. But everything else that was left in the apartment was put in the backyard.
Sir, you had a fire in your apartment.
The fire was just that it was, what happened, Your Honor, is it ignited the carpet. The stuff wasn't destroyed by fire, as you could see in the pictures. It was mostly smoke damage. Everything was able to be wiped down and cleaned.
Did you wipe it down between the 15th and the 24th?
I wasn't up there.
That's what I asked you. Did you wipe it down between the 15th and the 24th?
No, Your Honor.
Well, what were they supposed to do with it if they had to...
Me and Mr. Galino were actually in touch.
Listen to me, sir. You don't work. You don't do anything. Between the 15th and the 24th, instead of working out twice a week, why didn't you go back and wipe down the stuff that you wanted to salvage?
Because as per Mr. Galino, they were supposed to be getting a pod to put on the driveway to put all my stuff and their stuff in, as they did reconstruction on the house.
Just a second, here we go. Did you tell him that you were going to safeguard his property in a pod on your property?
No, I did not, Your Honor.
What was the conversation that you had with Mr. Serino?
At first, it started off that he was acting like a maniac, and he ran to the backyard and punched my fence in.
When are you talking about?
At the fire.
That's the time of the fire?
Right, while everybody was around there. He had a dog that I allowed him to have, which was against my better judgment. It was a 3-month-old pit bull that he kept locked up when it went to the bathroom on the rugs upstairs.
Was Mr. Serino at home at the time of the
No,
fire?
He ran down the stairs, I heard him, and he says, I'll be right back, I heard him holler. And where he went, I don't know, he might have went to the store to get something.
Where did you go before the fire, sir?
I actually went to Wendy's, a fast food restaurant a few blocks away. On my way home, I received a call on my cell phone from Mr. Galino telling me that I had a fire upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Where was your dog?
The dog was upstairs in the apartment.
Dog perished in the fire?
Yes, he did.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
By coincidence, after Mr. Serino got upset, my truck was stolen, and I had $15,000 in tools removed from my truck. That's a coincidence. I'm sure he had nothing to do with it.
Mr. Matone, let's not play with each other, sir.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anthony Serino says former landlord Robert Galino and contractor Richard Matone owe for damage to his belongings from a fire.
the defendants are countersuing for storage costs and hotel fees.
Now, let me understand this. The fire that was started in your apartment was severe enough so that the dog died. The contractor had to take off the roof on the house. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Just a second. Let me just follow this. And you're suing Mr. Galino for your bedding that was intact? This is what you're telling me. Bedding and your clothes that were intact.
Your Honor, can I say something?
What?
There's a lot of shenanigans coming out of this guy's mouth.
Just a second.
$50,000.
Listen to me. Just give me facts.
I'll give you the facts. He said he was going to come back and get the rest of his stuff. He never came back. He had an attorney.
He had nine days to come back and get
his
stuff.
And in the meantime, he's sitting up in a hotel watching DVDs on Mr. Galino's money.
Listen to me. I don't care on whose money it was. He had 9 days to come back and get his property. He knew that the fire, which was caused by his... which was caused by his faulty wire...
Yes, ma'am.
...caused a new roof to have to be put on the house, caused his dog to die, caused property in the apartment to... I assume the fire department did come to put out the fire.
Yes, the fire department. That's what made the hole in the roof. They actually did that.
Three trucks showed up.
It was more of a smoldering fire. What happened is the carpet was ignited, so not much was destroyed by flames. Everything was like as if you get a puff back.
Should have had renter's insurance.
Yes.
Should have had renter's insurance, and you would have... And you can get everything that you want, then your insurance company pay for renter's insurance. The insurance company is going to take care of everything you have to take care of. You have a lawsuit pending against the Pines Hotel?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. In the lawsuit that you have pending against the Pines Hotel, you claim that you can't work?
No.
Oh, good. I'm very glad, because somebody who works out four times a week can certainly work. Now, you want to tell me, other than the mattress, which you're going to get back, you have his mattress?
I do, Your Honor.
Fine. The mattress is going back to you, sir. When do you want to pick it up?
I don't want to pick it up, Your Honor.
You don't want to pick it up? Throw it away.
But we've paid for storage all those months for his mattress.
I don't care. That's your problem. Throw it away. Get rid of it. Sell it. If you can sell it, sell it. I don't think you can sell it for anything.
It's disgusting.
Get rid of it. Oh. Fine. Anything else, Mr. Serino, before I get to their counterclaim?
No, Your Honor.
Good. All right. You want to give me the counterclaim?
Yes. Your Honor, during this time when Mr. Serino decided not to come back, while he was holidaying.
Between the 15th and the 24th, yes.
Right. He didn't come back, and I was storing.
Who disposed of the dog?
The fire department.
The fire department came and did that.
Go ahead.
There was all his possessions, which I have a videotape of if you care to see it, had to be taken away. So my crew had to take it away. We had to cart it away. We had to dump it. We also had to store his mattress. He caused a tremendous bill over at the Holiday Inn of $1,871. And the interim, which has never happened to me in 26 years, by coincidence, after Mr. Serino got upset, my truck was stolen, and I had $15,000 in tools removed from my truck. That's a coincidence. I'm sure it had nothing to do with it.
Mr. Matone, did the plaintiff ask you to store his property?
Yes, he did.
No,
yes, he
did. No. Look, just a second. Did he ask you to store his property?
The rest of his property, no. His mattress, yes.
He said he was coming back for his mattress.
Sure, but he said when he was coming back was uncertain.
Mr. Matone, he did not contract with you on his behalf to rent a storage unit and put his property along, I'm sure, with Mr. Galino's property. Is that right?
That's true.
All right. Let's not play with each other, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to show me where you paid the insurance company.
I didn't pay them because they deducted it from my claim.
Oh, good, because you were committing a fraud.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Anthony Serino says landlord Robert Galino and contractor Richard Matone damaged his belongings after a fire destroyed his apartment. The defendants claim the fire was Anthony's fault.
What else do we want?
He also, go ahead, Bob.
He, after the second day, he says to me, I'm going to get renter's insurance.
I've already dismissed his case, sir. I'm talking about your counterclaim.
Okay,
right. His case is finished.
He broke the fence.
In anger, he broke his fence.
My case is finished without looking
your
at any of my evidence.
Your case is finished. I just told you. You want stuff, you should have renter's insurance.
That gives him the right to put my belongings in the yard.
It was destroyed.
They weren't destroyed. You could see right here that they could be wiped down.
Listen to me carefully. renter's insurance between the 15th and the 24th. You want your property? Come back and get it.
I was actually,
come back and get it. I've let you explain, and I've said to you, you had 9 days to come back and get what you want.
We were trying to make other arrangements. See, Mr. Matone also rents a house in Bayshore, okay? And instead of having Mr. Galino put a trailer on his property, we were all supposed to move into this house together.
Mr. Matone, your case against him is dismissed. You can walk out now. You, out. Out. Perfect. Perfect. Good spot. Go ahead.
Okay, we were all supposed to live in this house as a happy family. This is why I wasn't too concerned with having my belongings there. We were friendly, we were on a good basis until Mr. Matone came into the picture, okay?
What else do you want to tell me? Your case is still dismissed. You had between the 15th and the 24th to go write down anything else that you wanted. Otherwise, get renter's insurance. You haven't lived in a place that you've supported, sir, according to you, for the last at least 3.5 years, except for 45 days in his apartment. And in 45 days, you managed to destroy his whole house by having a fire in your apartment that required him to put a new roof on the house.
I guess this is all about ratings, huh?
No. You know what it's all about? You know what it's all about, Mr. Serino? It's about somebody who hasn't worked since 2006
because he's permanently partially disabled.
Really?
Yes.
Well, permanently partially disabled people work out 4 times a week?
I said
that's
two times a week, actually, Your Honor.
No, you said twice a week with the weights and twice a week, sir, with the gym equipment.
Well, I'm not together.
I'm not on your side anymore. Now I'm on his side. Now, you want to finish with your counterclaim? Because I'm almost finished with
this
ridiculousness.
Yes, I do. I got to start right.
You're not
quick.
Starting from anywhere. Tell me what he owes you.
I let him stay in my house for 15 days for free prior to starting.
Who cares?
All right.
Then you let him do that?
I told him he can stay in the hotel. The fire marshal the first night automatically gives you a stay. I got it extended another night. Then I said you could stay a few more nights. I assumed he was out.
You can't assume anything, sir.
Okay.
Don't you tell him to leave?
Yes. I told him you have to be out of there by such and such.
No, such and such is not an answer.
All right, you have to be out of there by Thursday.
No, you never said that to him.
I most certainly did, Your Honor.
You said, what Thursday? Give me the date.
Fair. I got it marked down here. He went in there February 15th, and he left there on 3/01. I was completely done with him at the 15th. I tried to be a good person.
Mr. Galino, pay careful attention to me, sir. I want you to put on your listening ears.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
If you wanted to be completely done with him, sir, you go to the hotel and say, give me my credit card back. I am no longer responsible for this room. Mr. Serino wants to stay in this room, then get his credit card. You don't assume anything. If you gave the hotel your credit card...
I didn't give him a credit card.
Well,
he wasn't involved.
Just a second. Then how are you responsible for his hotel if you didn't give him the credit card?
There was through the insurance company allowing me to stay. Me being the person I am, I just lost a daughter. My other one I'm losing. And
Mr. Galino, Mr. Galino, pay attention to me, sir. Is what you're telling me that your insurance company is part of your policy, permits you, if there is a fire, to have a residence, and you allowed Mr. Serino to stay at this hotel, and your insurance company believed that you were staying at the hotel. When they found out Mr. Serino was staying at the hotel, they charged you back? Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct.
Just my own curiosity. No, don't show me that. I want you to show me where you paid the insurance company.
The insurance company? I didn't pay them because they deducted it from my claim.
Oh, good. Because you were committing a fraud. Because you were letting him stay in the hotel and you were staying someplace else.
I stayed on the couch in my daughter's house for those couple of days.
Bird, would you do me a favor? Would you escort these two charming gentlemen outside? I'm finished with both of them. Thank you. That's all.
We'll step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's irresponsible.
I just hope that we can get back on our feet.
Hooks up his own speakers and...
You know, that he gets his... We all get back on our feet.
All crazy stuff to the television.
And we can move on and look to happier days.
You know, I let my heart rule me.
It's unfortunate that it went down like this.
I'm easy to be had.
But, you know, it is what it is.